right? And it's gonna be a song that kind of matches the theme of the quotes. So I'm gonna play you back out into the quotes, just to vibe with them a little bit, and then I'm gonna play a song around that same theme. You know, just mix it up a little bit.
You're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Spike's Record Rack in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
If you like music that's off the beaten path, and often off the beat, then tune in to Overlooked, the second and fourth Tuesday of the month, just after the noon news. You'll hear underplayed and overlooked music of all genres, continents, and omniverses. Overlooked on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Asking what's the move, feeling a little different, I'm on something new.
Today,
I ain't gonna let no clouds get in my way. The only road I'm walking is the one I picked. Catch me sitting in the sun, no time for shade.
Today,
ooh, this is the day that the Lord has made.
Ooh,
and I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. I got that feeling that you get when you get new kicks. Bell ringing on the last day of singing, yeah. High fiving everybody, but we out of here.
Today.
So fast, life comes and goes. Make it last, best slow your road. They don't take it as a choice, but you gotta know that today's the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I ain't gonna let it slip away, nah. I'm gonna be joyful. I got the joy, joy down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the J-O-Y down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the joy, joy down in my heart, today, today.
Yes, Lord, I choose joy. I got the joy, joy down in my heart today, today. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And you are listening to The Bright Side. There is a bright side somewhere, and it's right here with me on WGXC. 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson, Catskill, New York. Yes, Lord, yes. Well, beloved, if you haven't been hearing our friend Brother Randall Martin of Martin AV Services, I just want you to know he's well. He's in the wing, in the cut. Hallelujah. He is also a candidate for higher office this election cycle. Praise the Lord. So we wish him well. We're praying for him. And but I want you to know, you know, no division, no discord, no dissent. Amen. He's just on hiatus while he runs that campaign. You keep him in your prayers and your thoughts, all right? And all of those who are aspiring to elected office to serve in that capacity, it is more than a notion to be wanting to serve in an elected official capacity. Some people do it for good and some people run for ill. So we have to have discernment, beloved. We have to pray and seek God. Amen. I wish I could talk about some of the shenanigans that go on, but, you know, this is not my station, so I'm going to keep it clean. I'm going to keep some of those thoughts to myself. Praise the Lord. But there's a bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. Yes, there is. And it's right here with me on WGXC. Listen, that was joyful. We wanted to start off with the song Joyful this morning by Brother Dante Bo. Wanted to play that song. It's been a week of I think, well, in my lifetime, I don't think I've ever seen or heard of anything like what has been going on. It has captured the world's attention and our heart with these persons who submerged in this deep dive, in this submersible submarine vehicle, and perished in a very horrific and tragic way. Our thoughts and prayers are for them and their families. Our thoughts and prayers are for all who are suffering the loss of a loved one. Could be a prolonged illness. It could be something sudden and unexpected. It could be something unnecessary. Whatever it was that has brought you to a place of sorrow and sadness on the passing of a loved one, we know that pain and we pray for you. And I want you to know that God knows that pain. He knows that pain well. He's well acquainted with our sorrows and grief, okay? I say choose joy today, beloved. You never know what tomorrow's going to bring. We all have our times of dark souls of the night, one of the theologians called it. We all have those times. And billionaire money can't keep you from having those times, right? Long family legacy can't keep you from having those times. And we're going to talk about some of the lessons learned from my opinion and perspective this past week in our spiritual social commentary moment. Right now, we have 26 minutes of uninterrupted music, 7 songs back to back, music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We have Stronger, Miss Mandisa's back. Yes, we have Stronger, Greater, Wonder, Breakthrough, Satisfied, Secure, Trust. Yes, all these one-word titles, but they all mean something. Something for you and something for me. So let us hear our music that is given to us with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And we're going to start it off with Miss Mandisa.
Always raining on you when all you want is just a little good news. your tithe and bring your shame. Bring your guilt and bring your pain. Don't you know that's not your name? You will always be much more to me. And every day I wrestle with the voices that keep telling me I'm not right. But that's alright, 'cause I hear a voice and it calls me every day. When others say I'll never be enough, and greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. In the world. In the world. And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. Bring your doubts, bring your fears, bring your hurt, and bring your tears. There'll be no condemnation here. You are holy, righteous, and redeemed. And every time I fall, there'll be those who will call me a mistake. Well, that's okay, 'cause I hear a voice and
nobody but you. I've been through ups and downs. Breakthrough.
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 And
my faith is in you, God.
Cause you're all I've got.
Cause you're all I've got. I'm trusting.
And I'm believing. For my breakthrough. Anybody feel your breakthrough is on the way? And while you're waiting, those of you who are sick, healing. Healing. And my faith.
And my faith is in you, God.
Cause you're all I've got. Got your healing, you can declare with your hands lifted, victory. Come on, say it.
Victory.
And my faith.
And my faith is in you, God.
Cause you're all I've got.
You're all I've got.
I'm Lord, I'm trusting.
If I woke up tomorrow and everything I had was gone, if a storm full of sorrow tried to take the wind out of my song, I would stand in the wreckage with the peace I can't explain. 'Cause if the world didn't give it, then the world can't take it away.
Hold back a thing from me. I will stand in a promise, 'cause you're with me in the fire. Oh, I know I am not forgotten, even I know you're right by my side.
New York. We are listener-supported radio for open ears, and I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. This is the bright side. Where there is a bright side, there is a bright side somewhere. There is a bright side right here with me on WGXC. We're listening to Secure by Sarah Tabo, and Brother Volley Morgan. After that, I will, we'll have one more song, Trust by Kenny Robinson. Then I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
Thank you for protecting us. to the heaven. Thank God for another day. The world is in chaos, but the just must live by faith. No matter come what may, still I won't worry. Direct them to you, 'cause if we call on your name, you will see us through. No matter what, I'm going through. Say, Lord, I still believe your promises you made to me.
Trust. Well, before I get into my spiritual social commentary, I do want to say welcome to summertime. Summertime in Eastern Daylight Savings Time, you can't beat it. Long days with sunlight and short nights, cool summer breezes. Yes, yes, yes. We are so blessed and so fortunate, beloved. We have no bombs bursting in the air, no bullets flying over our heads, no troops or tanks marching in our streets. For these things, we are very grateful. And I say thank you, God. I hope that you have the ability to enjoy the summertime, wherever you are, however you are. Also, it's graduation time. So I want to say congratulations to all of our graduates. I know in our small community of faith believers, we had one grandmother, and she was going to the graduation for her grandson, great-grandson, who was going from kindergarten to first grade. Okay, I'm okay with those graduations. But then her third-grade granddaughter graduated from the third to the fourth grade, and they had assembly and everything. And I was like, when I went from the third to the fourth grade, we just got a report card telling us what classroom to report to in September. So, you know, snaps and claps to all the graduates, whatever grade it was. And to those who are going for job opportunities or going into higher education or going into vocational or technical schools, we just pray for you and that you seek God. God's got a plan for your life. And it will have some quick, some twists and turns and some ups and downs. But if you keep your hand in the hand of God and keep your eye on God and get into his word, he'll help you navigate those twists and turns, ups and downs, and crazy turnarounds. Am I right about it? Somebody say yes, yes, Lord, yes. All right, beloved, now I want to get into my spiritual social commentary for today. So I want to share for a minute a story that I used to hear around, you know, the Christian community, the church circuit. It was about this man that was in this community hit by this supercell tornado one of the worst hurricane experiences that you can imagine. And before the storm came, the TV and radio alerts came announcing a state of emergency, and residents and business owners were told to evacuate. But this man ignored all the warnings and saying, "God will take care of me." So the storm came and the streets began to flow, and the emergency management service people, they drove through the streets telling people to evacuate, but he was not going to move. "God will take care of me." The floodwaters continued to rise. He had to move to his rooftop. The Coast Guard tried once again sailing down the street. They spotted the man imploring him to leave his home. "No, I will not leave. God will take care of me." The waters rose and the house was almost completely underwater. The man went to the rooftop and a helicopter came overhead and dropped a ladder, but the man did not grab hold on it. "No," he said, "God is going to take care of me." Not long after that, the man awakened in the presence of God. Immediately, he realized from the presence of God and his surroundings that he had died. In disbelief, he questioned God. "What happened? I believed that you were going to take care of me in that storm." And God said, "I did take care of you. I sent the EMS, the Coast Guard, the helicopter, but you would not accept the help that I sent." That story came back to my remembrance as I, with the rest of the world and all those who know prayers and the power of prayer, prayed that that Titan submersible would be found, and it would be found before the oxygen ran out, and these people would be rescued. That was our prayer. But now we're on the other side of that tragic story, and we realize the story of the Titan submersible and its five and its crew members on this fifth exhibition will be recorded and told from the records of history, like the luxury cruise liner Titanic, that its occupants sought to explore for generations to come. There will be the story of the influencer who recorded for his followers his 9-day journey with Ocean Gate and his experience on the Titan. He spoke of how jovial and kind the crew and the group had been. He said in that short time, he made and considered them to be friends. He gave us a bird's eye view of what it was like to be inside the Titan as he had been inside, scheduled for a test dive that did not happen because of bad weather and issues with the vessel that needed correction. He admits that had the weather been good, he would have taken the trip that day. And in spite of all the warnings, the turbulent weather, and the mechanical and technical difficulties, he wanted to go deeper. And on that fifth excursion, he would have gone had he been invited. Then there is the story of the man who concerned with the issues that arose back out of the trip. But for the sake of reflection and education, there are two other stories that draw our attention: the tale of two fathers and the tale of two sons. And beloved, that this also occurred on Father's Day should not be missed, because I believe that our Heavenly Father speaks for those who have ears to hear what he has to say. The tale of two fathers. One father listened to his son's pleas. And even though the ill-fated CEO of the vessel tried to persuade him to dismiss his son's concerns, his son's pleas, he would not. He listened and heeded the voice of his son. Then there was the other father, and his son also had concerns and made pleas. The aunt reports that he said to her for several days, "I don't want to do this." But desiring to please his father, he went on the trip anyhow. The tale of two fathers and two sons, beloved, it speaks and gives lessons that we don't want to miss. I speak to fathers, first off, or mothers, or whatever adult figure is in a home raising young people, to remember that God always will speak, and sometimes he speaks through a child. There's a scripture that says, and a little child shall lead them. It is important for us to listen to our children. It is important for us to listen to our young people. It is important for us to create an environment and an atmosphere where they know they can be heard. It is important for us to take into consideration that our children's opinions and our children's perspectives are valuable. They have worth. And sometimes they have insight and understanding about an issue that we don't have. Sometimes we take the position that because we're the adult, we know the end and be all. But sometimes it is the young person. I know for myself, I have to go to the young people in my life to help me to navigate technology, AI, social media, and all of these apps. Come on here, somebody. And so we have a new generation, beloved, and we have the opportunity to learn from them. I think that is something that I wanted to put out there. Fathers and mothers, create atmospheres where your children can express their fears. Create atmospheres where we can help them overcome their fears by faith, and create the environment, amen, where they know they are valued. Now, I'm not negating that there was that kind of relationship with the other father and his son, but I do know that there was something that made that young man go against what he was getting on inside, the warnings that he was getting. And he did not feel that it would be pleasing to his father to disappoint him. Well, there's a Heavenly Father, beloved, that we don't want to disappoint. There's a Heavenly Father that we don't want to embarrass. As believers in God and having a Heavenly Father, let us remember his son and his pleas for us. He pleads for us on a daily basis. He intercedes, the word of God tells us, for us, from his place in glory. He said to the Father at the cross, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And I believe and I pray that he was interceding for the people on that boat, that submarine, that they didn't know what they were doing. Lord God, I just thank you that we do have a Heavenly Father who cares about us, whose son makes intercession for us, that you listen to the pleas of your son who pleads for us and ask you to help us and ask you to forgive us. And Lord, we pray for those who don't know your son. We pray for those who don't know you. And we pray that they will come into the knowledge of your son, that they will hear what your son has said and what your son says today, and that we will be able to live in this world and be ready for the world to come. Through Jesus Christ, I do pray, and I say thank you, God, in his name, as we pray for those who mourn and those who grieve and those who are in sorrow and shock, those who are in pain and suffering and anguish. We pray, God, for those who are less fortunate than we are. Lord, we thank you. And we ask you, oh God, for the opportunities to be a blessing to those who are in need, and to be a blessing for those who are in our families, in our communities. You have no hands but our hands, no feet but our feet. We thank you, God. Help us to know the warnings and to heed the warnings that you send. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. So, beloved, praise the Lord. That's my spiritual social commentary for today. Let me know what you think. Let me know if it helped you. Let me know what God says. We have more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Praise the Lord. We're going to hear Holy One by Forward City, And then after that, our final comment and our final thoughts.
I'm not afraid to say I don't know what I should do or how this will unfold. So many mysteries, but we have history, so we nobody else can love me like you. You're the only one that can do what no other God can. You are holy, only. Nobody else can be who you are. Stand alone and I stand in awe of your matchless power. You are holy, holy. My everything, you still make room for me. So I remind my soul, I remind my soul, nobody else can love me like you. You're the only one that can do what no other God can. You are holy, holy. Nobody alone and I stand in awe of your matchless power. You are nobody else, nobody else. You are holy, holy. Nobody else, nobody else, nobody else. You are holy.
Can we lift it up a little bit more?
There's nobody else.
There's no one like you, God.
the Holy One, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Well, beloved, my time is about up. I do want to underscore, reiterate, and remind people. God says three times in the Bible, this is my beloved son. Hear him. Hear him. If you don't have one, grab hold of a red letter Bible. You can read what Jesus says about things. He gives us warnings, beloved. Let us not miss them. Let us not ignore them. All right. Listen, on June 27th, we are going to be launching a community support, a group of community watch program with Brothers Restoring Order, Sisters in Service. We're going to have a soft launch over at the gazebo at 2nd and State Street. Come on over to the table. Yeah, see us over there and shake hands with these wonderful brothers and sisters in the community. It's a faith-based initiative to help with making our community safer. All right. A week from that is Independence Day, U.S. Independence Day, and preparations are underway. Wherever you are, whatever you do, I want you to be safe and think safely and do what you know you need to do to make sure that you and yours are safe on Independence Day. And we just celebrate the fact that the U.S. did launch independence. We're a baby country, a baby nation, beloved. So, you know, let us work together so that we can have a good impact on our world. Amen. And then on July 8th, God Belongs in Our County, we'll be having our annual gospel festival at the Columbia County Fairgrounds. We have wonderful things lined up. Brother Martin told me his band may even show up. We have Sound of Life that's going to be there with their truck, and they're going to be recording the event, I think broadcasting it live. WDXC might show up too. Who knows? And we also have other artists from around the area. It's just going to be a wonderful time. The Sheriff's Department is going to come out and we're going to do together a pop-up clothing boutique. There'll be food and refreshments, activities for the children. So, you know, come on out. Hear some good news. Good news, good news, good news. That's what the gospel is. When you see those lawn signs, when you see those banners over Fairview Avenue or 3rd Street, this is who we're talking about. This is us, pastors, ministers, and lay leaders from all around this county coming together to be in unity and in harmony and love, to share the love of God and the word of God through music and poem and dance and whatever else God planned for the day, all right? Come out, bring your blanket, your cooler, your lawn chair, and just enjoy. It's all free and open to the public. And so, all right, well, my time is up. I got to get ready to go. One more thing, though, I want to say, if you can't be there, or even if you can, all of our events are free and open to the public. We're looking for partners, sponsors, underwriters, donors, whatever. You want to help, God Belongs in Our County, GBIOCNTY@gmail.com. Hit us up or just come on by, all right? We love you. God loves you, too. But remember never to forget. No matter how gray the day, how dark the cloud may be, the sun is still there. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip. God love you. God bless you. Till we meet or speak again.
Ooh. Wherever you are, we want you to worship.